we want the very best people to labor with us in ministry. As you look around the church, there are some dynamic people that every ministry would do anything to have on their team. Effective recruiting includes praying and selecting a group of people you think might become the best team that you could possibly create. Now is the time to dream big. You need to create a list of top picks. Brainstorm and create a list of your dream team and do not hold back. I am shocked when I talk to leaders who undercut their opportunity for the best possible team before a single call is made. It's sad that these leaders, they could look to the stars, but they really end up shooting for the ground. We need to shoot for the stars, and I literally mean the superstars within your ministry. Who are the best? Who are the brightest? Who are the most qualified people to lead in your ministry? The Bible says, you receive not because you ask not. Take a moment and pray. Pray to the Lord of the harvest and ask Him to bring to mind the best possible team for working in His field during this season of ministry. Record those names. Pray about those specific individuals. Shoot for the stars. Dream big. Ask the people you feel will make the greatest possible impact with you in ministry. Bottom line, create the top 10 list. Now at this time, I want you to please print 10 copies of the Recruiting Master document. Step number one is to print. Check. Step number two is to pray. Check. Step number three is pencil. Use pencil only and put in each of their names at the top of each of your printed sheets. Done. Now I want you now to move on to part two in our pre-recruiting process. Together, we will dive deep into each and every one of your top 10 names that are now recorded on each of the top 10 printed Recruiting Master documents. We will complete each exercise and each module together. We will execute each segment with one another step by step. Together, we will fill in all the details for each one of these people on your Recruiting Master documents before we move forward.